What up, Urban CEOs, and welcome to the Urban CEO Show, where you can get a chance to get empowered and informed. We are also about creating community and connections. With every show, we will bring you a VIP guest interview, tips, and more. Oh yeah, we also want to hear from you with our CEO breakthroughs. So sit tight and enjoy the show.
Well, hello, Urban CEOs. This is Taria Visionavant, and we have another action-packed show for today. Today, we have our incredible Urban CEO, Adrian Bell, who's going to be interviewing one of our VIP guests. And then you get a chance to hear from some of our other board members, where they're going to be sharing with you guys the quote of the day, as well as our book of the day and the business tip of the day. I'm so pumped up about that, y'all. Make sure that you grab your pens and papers. Now, just so that we can make sure you all know about the ABC initiative, as well as what is coming up. First, we want to let you guys know that we have three incredible things that Urban CEO is all about. We have our Urban CEO Academy, guys, where you can actually learn some of the best information that you need to be able to grow your business, start your business, expand your business, everything from designing your website to getting credit. You're getting your credit right, okay? We do all of that. And then also we have the Bartering Hub, guys. This is where we call it the plug, okay? And basically, we want to be able to show you guys how to be able to work together with community, right? So not only will you have connection to the plug, but we're going to show you how to be effective with it, okay? So if you need some services, maybe you offer a product or a service or something of that nature, when you are a part of our incredible ABC initiative, guys, you get to be able to connect with other Urban CEOs and board members and be able to exchange your services so that now we're able to build with community, build and not have to spend a whole lot of money, and really be able to create those relationships that are going to help us to stand the test of time. And then we have C. This is all about community development. Guys, we have the Community Development Financial Initiative, okay? We like to just bring it down to CDFI, okay? CDFI. Now, what we do, guys, is we give money to deserving business owners, and we have partnered up with some incredible foundations and organizations that are allowing us to be able to do that. So if you need a micro small loan or a micro small grant, even to some big money, okay? So we're talking about you need $500 to get some things rolling to possibly $10,000, guys. We have the connections. We have the funds, all right? So there's a lot of great things that are taking place, but before we get into all of that, make sure that you go ahead and grab a seat, darling, so that we can get this show started, all right? So let's get into it.
Now it's time to hear from one of our Urban CEOs with the quote of the day.
Hey, my Urban CEOs, it's your sister, it's your girl, Kitten Cat Gray, coming to you with my quote of the day. Complaining is easy, executing is hard. Look, I'm speaking from experience, and sometimes I still have to remind myself not to complain about anything. Like, where does that get you? That gets you in some bad energy. So stop complaining. Start executing, executing, executing. This is very, very important for your growth as a person, as a business entrepreneur, as an Urban CEO. And as I always say, get it tight, keep it right, because in 2019 and beyond, there are too many ways.
All right, y'all. It's time for our VIP guest of the day. So let's see who we have on the hot seat.
It's your girl, Adrian E. Bell. I am here on the Urban CEO Network radio show. I hope everybody's having a fantastical day as I am. I am here today with a wonderful, amazing, outstanding Urban CEO. As you know, Urban stands for unapologetic, real, bold, action-oriented, and non-conforming. And this young lady is the new, I don't know what you want to call her. She is dope. Like, she's doing amazing things in not just the community, in the urban community, but in the world, period. She is becoming a sensation in the financial world and doing some amazing, groundbreaking things. I want to introduce the wonderful, the amazing, the incomparable Sherita Humphrey, everybody. Hello, Sherita.
Hi, guys. I am so happy to be here.
Hi, love. So grateful that you're here with us today. Listen, we have a lot of wonderful CEOs, urban CEOs that are listening to. I would consider you a guru. So I want everyone to know, what is your business and how long have you been serving your tribe?
I have been serving my tribe for quite a few years. I'm Sharita M. Humphrey. I'm a certified financial educator, coach, and speaker. I work with individuals and small business owners to help align their business and personal finances so that they can not only improve their business, but also scale it. And we know that one of the great ways to be able to do that is aligning your finances with your credit, and to also to ensure if you are a CEO who is transitioning or thinking about taking that leap from full-time entrepreneurship, that you want to do that and make sure that you have a great reserve in your personal finances, because you want to hit the ground running and not have to worry about that robbing Peter to pay Paul thing that we sometimes see when we're first starting out in business.
Absolutely. Listen, you're speaking our language, right? That Robin Peter to pay Paul thing is totally outdated. With all of the resources that we have available to us, we are in a position where we can empower people not to have to rob Peter to pay Paul, but everybody can get paid. Because I know I want to get paid, you want to get paid, Peter want to get paid, and so do Paul. Okay. So I'm excited that you have created a platform for your tribe and anyone that wants to subscribe to what you're doing to have access to that. So now let me ask you this. I know you said you've been working your business for a while. What is the actual name of your business?
Okay. So my business is actually my brand. I am the face. I came behind of it. It's Sharita M. Humphrey. You can reach me over at SharitaMHumphrey.com. I just decided, you know what? I want people to get to know me. There's a lot of phenomenal financial coaches, guru speakers, but for me, I just wanted for people to know me and why I'm so passionate about this. And so I just didn't want to hide behind a business name. You know what? I'm Sharita Humphrey. Yes, my initials are SMH. I just had to say, you know what? I am helping people to secure money healing. And so I just had to make my own tag on that, because a lot of times what we are trying to heal from a lot of generational lack. And for those who were not born with silver spoons in our mouths, a lot of the CEOs have that background. But just to be able to heal certain areas, because you know what? What a lot of times is how we start is how we finish. So I really want to make sure that I help a lot of the entrepreneurs or people are thinking about going into entrepreneurship, how to really heal any money gaps that they have or negative behaviors or mindsets when it comes to wealth. Because sometimes if we talk ourselves out of our money.
Absolutely.
We talk ourselves out of wealth. So I just want to make sure that I'm able to fill in a gap and to be able to help a lot of CEOs, whether it's how to really structure the business, how to remain compliant. I'm a former government analyst and auditor. So I saw a lot of our small businesses, unfortunately, after paid ridiculous fees and interest to state and government agencies, because we don't know what we don't know. Or Right. We're not in a position to be able to scale, because we've got some awesome entrepreneurs here. And you know what? God gave us something to do and we did it. But guess what? We want to scale it, but we don't have the credit to be able to do it. Now we can't go into getting traditional lending or even micro lending, because the first thing they're going to ask you, you know, what's your profit margin, but what's your credit score?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that keeps us out of a lot of things, because guess what? Some of those government contracts that we want, some of those, why are we not making $1 million businesses for something that we need in $50,000? We may need $50,000 to get to $1 million. But yeah. our those three numbers are keeping us out of the arena to be able to really get to the wealth. And so that's why I just want to thank you for inviting me here to be a voice and be a voice of reason, and to give those industry and those government insights that I know, so that way I can help other entrepreneurs and CEOs really level up.
Absolutely. Well, I think you need to be the Iyanla Van Zandt of the Urban CEO Network. We're going to have to create some kind of spiritual retreat. I know y'all would love that.
Oh,
but Sharita would be our
that
money healer for the weekend.
That is information.
Absolutely. Because
inboxes. Sorry not to cut you off. I got two inboxes, one from Chicago and one from Philly, saying, hey, if you do a retreat, I would come. And then for you to come in, God said he sent it three ways. Okay.
Well, then, and so, I'll be your planner. How about that? So I'll plan it and we'll do a tour and we'll just make it happen. Because seriously,
hey, you guys that better is, say it. Hold it.
That is really the problem, is that we as urban CEOs, we don't, like you said so eloquently, we don't know what we don't know. And that's the problem. And so that's why we're building this academy and all of these different resources so we can cut to the chase. There's so much information on the internet that you think you need, or you're paid for a course or whatever. But this right here is, if you're not, to me, this is like business 101. Before you pick a name of your business, before you go and get a logo, they need to be having a conversation with individuals like you that understand that you have to heal your thoughts about money before you can make more money, right? So I'll have to have you back for another show, or we may have to do a Facebook Live or something to talk about that, because it's such a needed conversation that urban CEOs need to have. We can't get to the table until those three numbers are in order. Ooh, and so I'm so glad that you said that. So we're going to definitely give you urban CEOs more insight on our new Iyanla Van Zandt / Sherita M. Humphrey for our network. Okay. So let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. What do you know about entrepreneurship now that you didn't know before you got started?
I would say that what I didn't know before I got started was, I had this conversation just earlier with my mentor, is that social media puts on for you that you don't have those, you about to hit the wall, or someone like Miss Bell needs to be a mentor and call you and say, hey, you're going to feel like, if you're sitting on your job or you're listening to this or you are starting your business, there's going to be some tough times that makes you want to run back to your job. But don't, if God gave you this vision, don't run back to your job, because this thing is a process. Mm-hmm. This is definitely a process. In my mind, okay, I said, I've come from a government background. I know how to stay compliant. I know how to do this. I know how to do these things. I'm good with money. I don't have any debt. My business doesn't have any debt. But the thing was, is what I needed was a support. You can't do this alone, CEOs. You need a team. You need a team. We can't, the Robin, Peter, the PayPal are sitting up all night with something that we can do for Fiverr. You're never going to get to perfection. Do it anyway. Because a lot of times is we sit, like, again, I'm going to say this again. We get to the table and we not ready because we trying to send an email when that could be an admin thing. So sometimes is we got to get out of our own way, because I'm a formal control freak. It has to be done. I don't know if I can. Let me do it. Let me double check this. But you know what? You can't be everything. Mm-hmm. And we got to invest into ourselves, whether that's investing into the urban CEO, investing into a mastermind, invest into this upcoming retreat. You have to really invest into yourself. And that's where a lot of times is we're trying to cut corners in business. But to truly level up, you have to be able to release the chains and invest into the next thing, because someone that went before you can cut a lot of the time and a lot of expense and a lot of the heartache that you're trying to do it by trying to save a dollar.
That's so powerful. Absolutely. So then, just so, like when you said that you'll never get to perfection, and there's so many CEOs that wait, that, oh, my logo has to be right. Oh, my thing is, if you spend $1,000 on a logo and you don't make $1,000 for the next 3 months, ma'am, sir, you've just wasted $1,000, right? Like, you know, sell the product first, then get a logo, okay? And especially if you're working a job, or I know CEOs that have gone into debt trying to strive for perfection, and that's not real. And so I'm so grateful that you said that. So what I heard you say was, as far as a misconception about being an entrepreneur, one of them is what a social media presents to us. What would you say outside of social media is the biggest misconception maybe that even you realized? You got it and you were like, dang, I thought this was going to be like this. What was that thing that you were like, oh yeah, no, that's a no for me?
To not, just to piggyback off what you said, you don't have to have it all together. Analysis paralysis is real. And so that outside of social media, even if you turn off all your devices, you are stopping your wealth. Not social media, not your haters, not the people who you thought was going to support you. If you are sitting on a gift because you're waiting for it to be right, guess what? It's going to manifest into something else with somebody else. Because you, if God, guess what? God is like this. I'm going to give it to you, but if you're not ready, I still need this thing to be out there. So I'm going to put it on to somebody who's ready. And so a lot of, I would say that that's what I hear so many times. And guess what? When we're sitting on that, a lot of times it's just what you said. We're making, we're spending $1,000 on a logo that could be created in Canva for free. And, or you can go to Fiverr or freelancer.com and get that done for maybe $20, $25 and you can make $25. But trying to make a thousand is going to take you a little bit more work. That thousand could have went into a mastermind, but that's going to get you what she just, Miss Bell just told you, to get you in the room.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all about that room.
It's about the room. And so what, that's what I had to realize is that, you know what? It's good and great, but I had to realize that the $47 conferences and the free networking things were stepping stones, that you got to get to the bigger things, that you got to get to the bigger rooms. Because I'm going to tell you guys something. When I saw the general admission ticket was $3,000, but they, you know, I clutched my pearls and asked with that in pesos. You mean USD. But
right.
But at the same time is, we got to get out of our own way, because if the general admission is $3,000, who's in the room?
So good.
You get what I'm saying? And so if you are thinking about whether I should come to this event on June 23rd, ask yourself, who's going to be in the room?
Yeah,
who's going to be in the room? Because you can't keep sitting in the same rooms with the same people. Someone told me this in 2012, and it stuck with me. You are the sum of the five people, the immediate five people that you allow in your space, whether that's
right,
personal or business.
And
everybody can't be doing the same thing in your five, in the, your top five.
That's right. So true. Wow. Wow. Listen, I'm so amazed at just how you're able to share such wisdom. And one of the things people that I come in contact with are CEOs who in the business, in the field that you're in, they're business gurus when it comes to either finance or branding or marketing or whatever the case may be.
All right, y'all. So we got to take a little commercial break in between this amazing show and let you know who this particular show was sponsored by. Well, this show is brought to you by the Urban CEO Summit that is taking place in Houston, Texas, June the 23rd. Guys, we have over 200 men and women, CEOs and aspiring CEOs, as well as even corporate climbers that are going to be in the house. Guys, all I can tell you is this: for the investment that you're going to make versus what you're going to receive, it's going to be amazing. Right now, you want to go over to urbanceosummit.com to purchase your ticket, or you can go to Urban CEO Network. Either way, you can get there to purchase your ticket so that you can be in the building. Again, this show was brought to you by the urbanceosummit.com. See you guys there.
So what are three tips that you would give individuals who are listening, who give financial tips the way that you do? What would be the top three tips if they want to break into that industry? Maybe they want to scale by adding this service to their business. What are some tips, three tips you can give them?
Okay, so three tips if you were thinking about coming into this business, I would say you want to get into a great network. I am and have received some amazing opportunities just from the certification that I received. I got a call, it got a speaking engagement just because of the people that I surround myself with. So you definitely want to be able to be in the room with those like myself at FinCon. It's next in Washington, D.C. This is where money meets media. So this these are nothing but money nerds, bloggers, YouTubers, but we're all talking about the same thing, whether it's money in some version. But then you have some of us who are on a financial independence journey. Mm-hmm. And if for any of the CEOs who don't understand what financial independence truly is, because there's a difference between freedom and independence. We can talk about that. Sign up for my newsletter. Independence means that you have accumulated 25 times what you spend in your monthly expenses in a year, 25 times. And so those are things that you getting around that, because a lot of times is we have so many awesome gurus like Dave Ramsey and Susie Orman, where we're talking about debt freedom. But what's next? Even when you're in the beginning stages and thinking about getting into this industry, think big and work backwards. Because that's what I did. I thought big. Where do I want to be? I want to secure a brand deal. Guess what? I did it. So definitely get your certification. It's not needed. I'm certified to be a financial educator, so I can go into schools, nonprofits, different organizations to talk about this. But the certification let people know that I spent the extra time and I committed to this because I spent my own coin to get it. Number two is to join others like myself and those who even went before me, because you need a mentor or you need a community who can help you. Because a lot of opportunities that come, like I share with her in top of the year, I was featured in Forbes last year off of relationships. off of a relationship. And so those are things that add velocity to your business or your brand. Because when people hear Forbes, they're like, what? Okay, she was serious. They did their research and they don't just feature you in that. You want to be in that. And number three is to just do it. Just start. You don't have to have, even if you just say, you know, I don't want to get the certification, just start. If you have a story, I shared my journey. People who knew me, I told my team, we were talking, and I said, you know what? I can't believe I'm sitting here. I went from the sleeping on the floor to being featured in Forbes.
Yeah.
And I shared that with I share that with my clients. I share that when I go speak at colleges, high schools, because you know what? It's somebody there who needs that. So you don't have to get a certification if that's not what you do, depending on which area. Of course, if you're a financial advisor or a planner, you're going to need to sort of, you're going to have to do a little bit more. But for someone who just has a passion to be able to educate people and to break the debt chains that continue, especially in people of color, and I'm not just talking about African Americans, because for us, we continue to remain a minority in wealth. And I empower all of you guys, and I say this, because the first thing about thinking about wealth is putting it behind your last name. And so you got to start thinking about your household as a business. So my last name is Humphrey. So it's Humphrey, I-N-C.
Right.
So you got to put LLC or what have you. But we kind of get out of, you got to be a sole proprietor. It can be a starting point, but you can't stay there. Wealth is scaling up. And so for me, I would tell you, get into the community, learn more about FinCon, look into getting certifications. I haven't stopped getting certification. I'm a few weeks away from getting my certification for financial social work. Because you know what? I like to talk about people and their mindset and their money. Because you know what? I can give you all the tools in the world on how to change your money. I have clients right now who just started with me back in March. She's never been able to pay her bills 2 or 3 or 4 months in advance. But guess what? I told her, by the end of this year, you're going to be paying, in December, you're going to be paying March's mortgage. I can show you all those things, but what I can't do is to empower you to do it. And that's why mindset is so important. If you take nothing from this, just know you're listening to a woman who was homeless. But guess what? That was a starting point. The rock bottom is where I figured out that I could come back. And Forbes, they featured me in Forbes, but you guys can hold me to this. You will see this young woman's face on the cover of Forbes. It just won't be the Kylie Jenners and everybody else. You're going to see this Black woman.
That's good.
Be on Forbes. And so I empower you to be able to do the same thing. And if anybody who's listening to this wants to know how I did it, I'm an open book. It's enough room at the top or the middle for everybody, because there's definitely enough space at the bottom. So we need to make sure that we're bringing each other up. And so as I go up, I bring people with me. So I don't have any problem showing what I did and how I shared my and my team. I'm not doing it alone. I have a team. I have an, I have an assistant. But I don't mind sharing to you how I did it. Every Friday I'm on a call, and if somebody, and if they invite me to come in and ask how I did it, this is how I got a brand deal. This is how I want to show you guys something. Listen to Damon John. If he ever hears this, he is the reason why I have a licensing deal. Because guess what? I wrote down everything that I heard him say on Shark Tank, on his Twitter, any live thing. And I took it. So guess what? I not only secured my first brand deal, but they're licensing my program from me.
Yeah.
And I want to be able to show you guys how to do that. It doesn't matter if you're in the financial space. At the end of the day, we're all in business to make money. So if I can help you and show you how I turned a business with zero debt into a business that is profitable and that will be a $1 million net business very soon. Mm-hmm. And I'm not just putting it out there. I'm telling you, I will show you guys how to do it, because somebody has to be a leg in this group. Somebody has to be the Rockefeller. Somebody has to be the branding person. Somebody has to be the person who puts an organization like this together, so that way we can pool our resources, because every other culture does it.
Absolutely.
So why not? We're a culture of our own. Being urban CEOs, this is a culture. This is past a movement. This is a culture.
That's right.
So I appreciate you guys. I appreciate having this platform to be able to express that, because a lot of times we need to hear it from somebody who, where we're at or where we're going.
That's good. Yeah, I love that. I love that. Listen, I'm taking notes. Y'all should see my, I know how to take notes from wisdom. Y'all better, I hope y'all got your pen and pads. Go back and listen to the replay again, because this woman is giving you knowledge and wisdom that people aren't even giving you when you pay for masterminds, okay? So we appreciate you. Here's another question for you. Knowing what you know now, is there anything that you would have done differently when it comes to your entrepreneurship journey?
I would not have tried to think for a second that I could figure this out alone. Because a lot of times, this has nothing to do with paying someone else, but we got to get our own way. That, especially just what you said, I'm going to say this again, you don't know what you don't know. Mm-hmm. And it's okay to admit that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where we get to this thing, because we get that DBA, we get that LLC, and we're like, okay, everybody's looking now. They're waiting for us to say something magnificent or do something magnificent. But you don't know what you don't know. And it's okay to reach out and ask for help. And that's where I got stuck, because I spent a lot of time, just because I come from a background where I know numbers. You want a profit or loss statement? I got it. I can show you, a balance sheet, great. But did I know branding and marketing and all of those things? That's not my gift. And I'm not gonna, and we waste a lot of time trying to fit in the things that's not your gift. And it's okay to say that you don't know. So guess what? The one thing that I did was I said, you know what? Let me get out of my own way and stop wasting hours of time. Because I don't care if you stay up 8 hours or 24 hours. If you don't know it and you don't know, you're not gonna be satisfied with what, even when you see it, you're gonna like, oh, it could be something else. You know what? Mm-hmm. Bring in some people who can help. You can do it on a shoestring budget. You don't have to go out and get a $10,000 website. Wix.com.
Right.
Wix. I started at Wix. The site that you see now, did it cost me a pretty penny? Yes, but I'm making that now.
Yeah.
Don't go out and try to get things. Do I have a branding and marketing team that represents me? Yes. Guess what? I believe in grassroots marketing. You know how a lot of people got to know me besides me hearing my story? Guess what? I'm in the streets. Even for my brand deal, me and my husband and my baby and my team, we were passing out flyers. Hey, I'm Sharita Humphrey. Mm-hmm. I want to help you get into a better financial position. What are some of the financial pain points that you're having right now? What's your credit score? I know you're going to your job. This is not your end result. I was in there talking to the people. Yes, social media is great, but I'm going to tell you something. The biggest and the best clients that I have right now is from me getting and hitting the street.
Yeah.
And hitting the pavement. And I think we got so used to getting behind the scene and coming up with social media campaigns. And that's mm-hmm. great. Mm-hmm. But people got to get to know you because that's you know right. what? I learned something from Miss Bell years ago. We sat across in a restaurant. You know what? You got to secure your home base. How you gonna want the internet to support you and nobody where you live know what you do?
Right. Exactly. Absolutely.
You try to sell tickets.
Right.
To a customer that we don't. So what? That's just like you going to somebody trying to walk up to you and sell your CD.
Right.
What is the CD about? Like, I don't know. I mean, do you got a social media page? That's the first thing is, but guess what? Now when you go places and people see you, you want to be an entrepreneur, especially, I don't care what business that you're in, you want those people to walk up to you. Hey, I'm your friend on Facebook.
Yes, absolutely.
You want people to see that because you want to always, I don't care. My mentor is a multimillionaire, but mm-hmm. you know what? He blessed me today, guys. When she let someone get into a G-Wagon, that's $250,000. And she said this, take some pictures. I'm not like that. I'm not bougie. Baby, you can get you one of these too. Get mm-hmm. in there. Take some pictures. Put it on social media. So that mm-hmm. was to hold you accountable. But guess mm-hmm. what? She did that going to go get lunch. Because you know why? She said, you know what? I don't never want to get too far and too separated from the people. So if you guys are having some issues with getting social media traction, get back out to the people. Get out of your community.
That's so good. Yeah, we've been taught to hide behind our Instagram posts and our Facebook posts. And we're like, dang, I only got one like. Well, you only went to one networking event last year, too. So you can't get mad if nobody knows who you are, right? And so part of marketing and branding is I'm so tired of these flyers and business cards. And I'm like, when have you gone to a networking event? And they cannot answer
me. Like
and so I always tell people, if you're not going to three networking events a month, every 97%, and I mean that, of my business is from a networking event, not from Facebook, not from social media. 97%. Okay. Wow. So Urban CEOs, appreciate your internet. Appreciate your Facebook post, appreciate your website, but you got to get out here and shake some hands and kiss some babies, okay? And so that's what being in business is about, not just shaking hands and kissing babies to sell your product, but how are you impacting the community? What is your give back? What is your story that people can connect with? And so I'm so grateful how you said I went from being homeless to being featured in Forbes. That's dope. And then you said my face is going to be on the cover. Honey, you better prophesy your future. You heard it here first on Urban CEO Network radio show. Sharita M. Humphrey on the cover of Forbes. I love that. And I believe that for you. So last question. As you know, Urban CEO, Urban stands for unapologetic, real, bold, action-oriented, and non-conforming. And one of the things I loved about you when I did meet you in person is that you were unapologetic. You were passionate about your resources and what you learned. Now, you didn't nobody quite know about you, but you were unapologetic, okay? You were like, this is what I'm doing. I love it, and I'm going to make sure everybody around me loves it. So my question to you is, how are you unapologetic when it comes to your brand?
Simple. I'm unapologetic about my brand in the sense that I won't be censored. I'm going to be me. My site is SharitaMHumphrey.com. I'm not for everybody, and that's okay. But for those who are in my tribe, I'm going to be my authentic self. The same mm-hmm. person they hear on a podcast, that they see in a speaking engagement or media, that's who they're going to get. And so that's how I'm unapologetic, because I'm not going to let my history or my past determine my destiny. Mm-hmm. Me being homeless was a part of the process. Mm-hmm. My destiny is to be on stages mm-hmm. with the likes of Mr. Les Brown. So those are the things that I'm unapologetic about. And I'm not going to conform to fit in. When you go to my website, most people think it's supposed to be structured in a way. And Miss Bell told me something. She said, I like that you let personality come into money.
Yeah.
And so I didn't want to conform. I told my team, I don't want to be like everybody else. I don't mm-hmm. want to have the same site. I want me to come through. Mm-hmm. And so that's where I remain and will always be unapologetic about who I am and what my story is and where I'm going.
Hashtag I will not be censored. Somebody, ma'am, you need to get a t-shirt with that on it. I know you're like, after all the stuff I said, she pulled that out. I will not be censored. I need you to post a t-shirt. I need y'all to hashtag and tag Sharita M. Humphrey. When you hear that, post it. I will not be censored. I love that. Well, Sharita, I know that you told us your website is SharitaMHumphrey.com. How else can we find you on social media?
You can find me on all social media handles at SharitaMH. I made it very simple. It's my name, Sharita. So all social media handles, SharitaMH. If you want, if you have any questions or anything that I can help you with, you can always send an email over to hello@SharitaMHumphrey.com and I will be sure to get back with you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us today. CEOs, urban CEOs, we are so excited about your future. We want you to make sure you connect with Ms. Sharita. She's amazing. She knows exactly what she's doing. And anybody that's connected to what's happening in the culture, what's happening in the urban community, you want to stay connected. And anybody that wants to heal the money, especially a part of our culture, heal the mindset of how we think about money, that's the kind of urban CEO you want to be connected to, because we are unapologetic, real bold, action-oriented, and non-conforming. You guys have a wonderful day, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you, guys.
We believe leaders are readers. So here is our book of the day. Check it out.
Guys, this is Taria Visionavant. And look, today I want to talk to you guys about the book of the week. Well, just one of the books of the week. This book is brought to you by none other than our urban board members, Kitten and Atia Gray. The name of this book is called Rock the Rap 101, and it is about the history and the art of head rapping. Ladies, if you want to be able to stand out in the crowd, honey, if you want people to, soon as you walk into the room, darling, notice who you are, this is a book that you definitely want to read. I've had an opportunity to get to know Kitten and Atia now for several years, and they are always rocking their beautiful crown. And if it's one thing that I've come to learn, it doesn't matter your background, it doesn't matter where you come from, everybody can actually take advantage of what these crowns are doing for you. So in this book, not only does she talk about the history, or they talk about the history of head wrapping, but they also give you some tips on how to wrap your head, okay? They do a lot of wrapping parties all over the United States, as well as some additional things on top of that, that all connect to this history of head wrapping. So if you want a copy, all you've got to do, guys, is go to rocktherap101.com, rocktherap101.com, and you can get your copy there. All right.
Holla.
Hey guys, I wanted to take some time to actually highlight another one of our incredible board members, which is something that we're going to do a lot on this radio show, because we want you guys to know that we see you out there. I want to take some time to shout out Cornisha Johnson, who is out in Houston, Texas. And the reason why I want to take time to shout her out is because, first of all, she's definitely been plugged into the Academy. Make sure, guys, that you have joined the Academy. You want to join the Academy by going to urbanceonetwork.com today. Okay. So you can join the Academy to get all of the training, to get the plug, connection to the plug. That is our barter program, as well as the opportunity to get funding for your business. But the reason why I wanted to shout out Cornisha is because she's definitely been faced with a lot of opposition. And I'm sure many of us out here, guys, we have been faced with so much opposition. We've been faced with so many challenges and disruptions. And, you know, one thing that I can tell you is this, guys, it's not what happens to you. It's what you do with what happens to you. And, you know, she's definitely dealt with a lot, and I don't want to tell all her business, but I know that she suffered from, you know, being told from her job that she was no longer needed. And she's also recently suffered from an apartment fire. But you know what? One thing about Cornisha is she continues to keep on pushing through, pushing forward. And I can tell you this, when we look back at this 5 years from now, it will only be a memory, but it will also be a testimony. So Cornisha, we just want to let you know that we see you, boo, and we appreciate you for being a part of our incredible movement here. And we know that it's just a matter of time that your breakthrough comes for you.
Grab your pen and pads, because it's time for our business tip of the day.
Hey, Urban CEOs, it's Nikki, and welcome to this episode's business tip. All businesses should have a clear and strategic plan in place for growth. This is your blueprint for success. It's crucial that you have a plan in place and that your whole team is clear on what it is. By strategic, your plan shouldn't just say, we want new customers. Specifically, how many new customers do you want to have and by when? So instead, your goal should say, we want to gain 45 new customers by the end of the second quarter. That's just an example. So now you can measure, scale, and adjust when needed to make sure you're on track to meet your goal.
Well, all right, guys, that was another amazing show. And thank you so much to our VIP guest, Sherita M. Humphrey. Adrian Bell, you knocked that interview out the park, boo. Hello. Okay. Now make sure you do go and visit the website, urbanceonetwork.com. Register for the summit. Guys, I want you to understand, even if you're not in Houston, Texas, we literally have people flying in from all over. In fact, so that we can make your trip most memorable, we also have an event that's taking place the day before that is 100% free. It is a networking event, and it is called Life of an Entrepreneur. So, and it's real cute. Let me just tell you guys, I got it at a really nice location, 5115, which is located in the same store of Saks Fifth Avenue at the Galleria Mall. And so you can actually come to that for free. Every single registered guest for the summit, you can actually come to the Life of an Entrepreneur networking event. So it's another chance for you to meet some movers and shakers in Houston, Texas. So we look forward to seeing you guys there. Man, this has been another amazing show. Make sure you guys stay plugged in. We can't wait to hear from another breakthrough story. We can't wait to hear from another one of our VIP guests. I appreciate you. I love you all. And I'll see you guys at the summit.
That was another edition of the Urban CEO Radio Show. Make sure to subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss when we have a new VIP interview. They only get better and better. Also, make sure you have joined the Academy today by going to www.urbanceoacademy.com. And don't forget to stay unapologetic, real, bold, action-oriented, and non-conforming. And we're out. Peace.